Part 3. Build a support system. Step number 15. Keep an accountability journal. Making a commitment to yourself is just half the battle. In all likelihood, you can make a lasting change on your own. That's why it's important to build a support system of people who will help you follow through with this goal. People can either make or break your success. When you include them in a habit change, you'll get assistance whenever you feel temptation or a moment of weakness. The simplest way to get started with a support system is to maintain an accountability journal. With this tool, you track your day-to-day attempt to change a habit, including every trigger, impulse, or metric. The more information you include, the easier it'll be to understand what causes you to do the bad habit. Depending on the nature of the routine, here are a few things to include in an accountability journal. Number of times you do the bad habit. Amount of time you spend doing this activity. Total calories, broken down by individual foods. Current weight and/or body mass index. Feelings, emotions, and impulses. Challenges you're currently experiencing. Example. Let's say you want to quit smoking. Every day you'd set a maximum number of cigarettes to smoke. Then you'd record the amount you actually smoked as well as the feelings and impulses that led you to light up. The key with an accountability journal is to provide 100% disclosure. You need to write down everything, even if you fail with your goal. Case study. My bad habit didn't require a lot of accountability. As I've mentioned a few times before, either I put away the cell phone or I failed to do it. What I did do to be accountable was use Lyft.do to track this replacement habit. With Lyft, you create a profile and add the habits you'd like to build. What makes this app different from others is it has a social component. Members can monitor the achievement of other members. They can cheer each other on, send messages, and generally help one another out. In essence, Lyft offers a built-in support system of people who hold you accountable for your habit change. Unfortunately, only 5 people participate in the no cell phone before sleep habit, so even this small amount of tracking helped me stay consistent. Step number 16. Make a public declaration. Social networks have become a major part of our daily existence, so a great way to harness these friendships is to ask for support on your habit change goal. Nobody wants to look bad. Post updates of your habit change on social media accounts to get encouragement from your friends. Create a simple tweet or Facebook post. Or use a mobile phone app like Lyft.do. Lyft automatically updates your account with progress reports. Never underestimate the power of social approval. Simply knowing you have to be accountable for your actions keeps you focused on a habit change. Part of the reason this works can be explained by a concept called the Hawthorne effect. The term Hawthorne effect was coined in the 1950s, based on a series of experiments originally conducted in the 1920s. During an industrial experiment to see whether factory workers were more productive with a greater or lesser amount of ambient lighting, researchers found that the productivity of both groups increased from the control amounts. After further experiments, it became clear that this happened because the test subjects knew they were being studied. The lesson here? When people are being observed, they want to look good and perform well. It's human nature. If we know we're being watched, it's natural to increase our performance and give that little bit of extra effort. The Hawthorne effect shows that we do better when we know we're being watched and reviewed by others. So to improve your chances of success, simply put yourself out there to be observed by others. You can do this by making public declarations in 5 ways. 1. Tell your family and friends about your goals. 2. Post updates on social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. 3. Join habit-related online groups and find accountability partners. 4. Use habit-building apps like Lyft.do. 5. Start a blog or podcast that chronicles your habit change journey. You'd be surprised at how well public declarations work. When you know you're being observed, you're more likely to follow through with a promise. Otherwise, you risk looking like a failure. Case study. My public declaration for the cell phone sabbatical was this book. Last May, I set a goal to write a step-by-step process for breaking bad habits, and within this book, I wanted to provide a real-world example. By committing to this goal, I knew I had to follow through with breaking a specific bad habit that I had at the time. Otherwise, I wouldn't have enough material to provide to you, the reader. Whenever I felt like slacking off, I reminded myself that one failure could become a slippery slope that prevented me from achieving my goal. This alone kept me focused on building the replacement habit. Step number 17. Find an accountability partner. A way to supercharge your replacement habit efforts is to meet with someone who shares a similar desire to change that behavior. You can talk with this person a few times each week and share your experiences. If they live locally, you can meet in person to build a new routine together. This is a great strategy if you'd like to replace a poor health habit with regular exercise. Another idea is to find a sponsor who can talk you through those moments of weakness. Simply call this person when you feel tempted, and they'll help you overcome the challenge. An accountability partner doesn't have to live nearby. It's not too hard to meet people on forums and Facebook groups who share a common interest. All you have to do is install a tool like Skype, and you can talk for 5 minutes a few times each week. Finally, the STICK tool provides a unique way to stick with a habit change. Here you'll make a commitment contract to achieve a goal within a specific time frame. The hitch is you have to invest money in this habit change. If you don't follow through, then your cash will go to the charity or anti-charity of your choice. Case study. My accountability partner was my fiancé. Whenever she caught me using my phone, she'd simply remind me of what I wanted to achieve. Often, all I needed was a simple, "I thought you didn't want to look at your phone in the evening," to make sure I followed through with the replacement habit. Step number 18. Ignore the naysayers. Sadly, there will be people who will subconsciously or consciously try to sabotage your efforts at self-improvement. They could be random strangers, close friends, or even family members. Their words can be poison because they'll flood your mind with self-doubt and limiting beliefs. Listen to their advice at your own peril. The moment you start believing them is the moment you'll take that first step towards failure. Having a plan for handling naysayers is as important as knowing what to do when you're tempted by an impulse. You need to know what to say and what to do whenever a person says something that causes you to second-guess a habit change. My suggestion is to find a way to ignore their comments or immediately rebuff these statements. This goes back to step number 13, where we talked about if-then planning. If you feel like certain individuals are a source of negativity, then you'll need to create a plan for how you'll handle their feedback. As an example, you could do any or all of the following. If my parents remind me of past failures, then I will politely change the subject. If I post a status on social media and get a negative response from someone, then I'll either remove that person as a friend or mute their updates. If I don't get a positive experience from a habit-building tool, then I'll download another app that reinforces my new behavior. If the people around me dwell in negativity, then I'll start surrounding myself with more positive people. Be very careful with the people around you. Forming a new habit is often a fragile experience. One negative comment can completely derail your efforts. If someone is a constant source of negativity, then it's time to rethink your relationship, perhaps even find a way to remove them from your life. Case study. For the no cell phone habit, the naysayers were the imaginary conversations I had in my head. No, I don't hear voices. Instead, since I get a lot of emails and social media messages, I had to remind myself that it was okay not to be available 24 hours per day, 7 days per week. I had to tell myself that most messages could wait a day or so for a response. What I ultimately had to do was rethink my daily inbox zero habit. Instead of forcing myself to respond to every single message, every single day, I focused on processing each message. Now, time-critical stuff, usually, gets a response within 24 hours. Everything else gets a response within 48 to 72 hours. With this shift in attitude, I no longer felt obligated to sort through messages late at night and worry about responding to each person. Interestingly enough, I haven't had one person who complained that it took a day or so to receive a reply. So the naysayers in my head were nothing more than figments of my imagination. Step number 19. Avoid trigger locations. People aren't the only triggers for a bad habit. Sometimes a location can cause an impulse to follow a specific routine. During the weeks while you're testing a replacement habit, try to avoid the places that might cause you to revert back to your old behavior. For instance, many people smoke while they're drinking. So if you're looking to eliminate the cigarette habit, the best thing you can do is avoid the bar scene. Yes, this might mean ditching your friends for a brief period, but this strategy can help you minimize the impulses you'll feel to light up. Case study. The trigger location for me is my home office. During the daytime, it's a relaxing place where I'm productive and able to get things done. At night, it creates the same sense of purpose. If I'm in the office, then I feel the urge to think about business and do stuff. As a result, I had to learn early on in the replacement habit to avoid my office. Otherwise, I would either check my cell phone or hop on the computer to do just one more task.